The Australian Rugby Union is rolling out the Deadly Sevens program to unearth more Indigenous talent, such as the Wallabies' Kirtley Beal and Australian women's Sevens star Mahalia Murphy. Andrew Hill is the New South Wales manager of rugby development, and he's hoping the next generation won't be too far behind Beal and Murphy.
If we can make kids love that, then we'll get the next Mahalia Murphy, who actually came from Doonside Public, who plays in our Aussie Sevens, or the next Kirtley Beal, who grew up around the corner from here, who plays for the Waratahs and Wallabies. So it's super important to engage with as many people as we can, and this is a great tool to get some kids, Indigenous or other backgrounds, involved in rugby.
The scheme is into its second instalment, and it's proving fun for the kids and for the rugby staff that run the programs. Pat Sanford loves the interactions he has with the kids at the schools where he works.
Just the constant laughter. It's always fun. Every day is different. You never know what a kid's going to turn around and say or do, so it keeps you on your toes. And at the end of the day, this is the highlight of the day every week, so I get to be a part of that every day, so can't complain.
But despite the fun the Deadly Seven staff and the kids have, there is currently only a financial commitment for the next 2 years to run the scheme, which is co-funded by the federal government. Andrew Hill explains.
They are funded through some government funding. At the moment, they look like they're going to continue for the next couple of years. And I think driving more schools to it has been fantastic, but it's the schools coming to us asking for it that will keep the longevity in the program.
Last year, the program only ran from year 3 to year 6 at Doonside Public School in Western Sydney. This year, it was extended to include the entire school, which is made up of 22% from Indigenous backgrounds and 48% from non-English-speaking backgrounds. The school principal is David Galea.
Getting our younger children engaged in it earlier, getting to understand what the rugby is all about. And last year the kids absolutely loved it. They were quite devastated when the program had finished at the end of the year. And when we were provided the opportunity to run it this time with Peter too, we jumped at it. We just thought it was an absolutely fantastic opportunity to take up.
If you have a ball come to me, the rest you can spread out in the grid. Stay away
from it. These children and plenty more around the country will be looking to take up the Deadly Sevens opportunity as long as it's on offer.